Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we turn our attention to Congressional District 4. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Amy Tarkany, and she's the former state chair of the Republican Party and wife of Congressional candidate Danny Tarkany.
And coming from the Power Pundit panel today, Stacey Woodbury, Amber Joyner, and Chip Evans. All coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform, against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street, and that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for content of this advertising.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Amy Tarkanian. She is a political advisor and wife to Danny Tarkanian, who is running against Stephen Horsfood for CD4. Pleasure to have you back on the program, Amy. And I wanted to start out by asking you about the composition of the voters in that particular district. It seems to me that you've got to go out there and get an awful lot of independents to be able to be competitive in that district.
Sure, we do, and we're focused and we're ready to go, and we actually just got back from a thank you tour to the rural areas, and the rural areas is what pushed Danny over into the W column, so we were very excited, and Danny has a great crossover appeal, and I think we're going to pull this off.
Well, it's interesting because in the area that he's the best known, which would be Clark County, he didn't win. Why do you think that happened?
Right. Well, you know, you have to remember Clark is pretty transient, so you've got people coming in and out on a regular basis, and a lot of people have lost their jobs and are either moving or just quite honestly aren't maybe as engaged for whatever reason. But yeah, we were a little taken back by the Clark numbers, but I can tell you as soon as Mineral County came in, he had 228 votes to Barbara's 7. So the rurals definitely won this race for Danny, and we plan on continuing with the friendships and making sure that everyone knows where Danny stands on the issues, and I think he's going to do very well against Horsford.
Amy, in May, a U.S. District Court judge levied a $17 million judgment against the Tarkanian family for a real estate deal that was gone bad. $17 million, I know Danny is kind of short on campaign funding. How does this judgment against Danny, against his brother George, and even Coach Tarkanian deal with the campaign going forward?
Sure. Well, the ironic thing is this has actually been going on for the last few years. So for this judgment to come out during early voting, it's not coincidental. It was done on purpose, and we're still in the process of suing the banks. And I know that we sued the developers that defrauded the family, and it wasn't just the Tarkanian family. There were probably, I think, about 10 or 11 investors overall. And once the FDIC came in, there's a statute, which is crazy to me, that you cannot use fraud against the FDIC, even though we were clearly defrauded. So I think it's crooked.
Okay, but how do you think it's going to affect the campaign?
Well, it'll probably affect the campaign to some degree. It did in the primary as well. We had to spend a lot of time explaining what happened and why it was unfair, and we're probably going to have to do it again. But quite honestly, Stephen Horsford has quite a rap sheet himself. So it's just going to make sure that we get our message out and make sure that we explain it very well.
Well, Amy, some other things that Stephen Horsford has is, number one, he has a lead in voter registration. And number two, he's got the lead in money raised through contributions. That seems like a tough double whammy to fight through. Could you comment on that?
Well, sure, he's going to have more money. He didn't have an opponent, and that's what the Democrats actually do very well. They make sure that they run the one candidate for the most part in the majority of the primaries, so that way they can have their treasure chest ready to go in the general. And you know, I applaud them for being able to do that. However, on the Republican side, we had 9 people in the race. Danny was being hit through mail, television, radio, and trash talking even at events. So, you know, it was quite a feat to overcome. But, you know, I really think that he's going to pull this off. And yes, they do have a bit of a voter registration advantage in this district. However, I believe about 15 to 20% of it, and I'm sorry, I don't have the exact number, is in the rural areas. Now, your rural Democrats and independents, they're not going to lean towards Stephen Horsford. He's basically known as the mini Obama. And if you want to continue with this administration, then Stephen's your guy. And if you'd like something new and fresh, and make sure that we're moving forward as a state in a positive way, then you want Danny Tarkanian.
Do you believe that the Republican Congressional Committee will step up to the plate with money to help buy time on behalf of the campaign?
I certainly hope so. We met with them not too long ago, and they seem to be very excited about this race, and they think Danny has an excellent chance. So I certainly hope so, and we're looking forward to working together with them and with Team Nevada.
In fact, Glenn Cook, writing in the Review Journal, said that this could be the most exciting House race in the state out of the 4 races.
I think so. It's definitely going to be competitive. And if you know anything about the Tarkanians in our history, we're definitely competitive, and we don't back down from a fight. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, Amy, you hit the nail right on the head about competitive nature of the Tarkanian family. And I had read that if Danny loses this race, he's not going to run for office anymore. I kind of find that hard to believe just because of his competitive nature. What is the future with Danny's political aspirations if he does indeed lose to Senator Horsford for this congressional seat?
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. I really think that he's going to make an excellent congressman. We've learned so much over the years, and you can say, okay, well, he's ran, you know, several times, but I think that's only going to make him a stronger congressman and a much more wiser congressman to serve his constituents. We've just learned such a large amount over the years together as a family, and I think we'll be better off to serve a CD4 just because of that and our strengths. And no, I don't think he's going to run if he loses against Stephen Horsford. We've done our time, but I'm hoping that he is able to go back to Washington, D.C., and we can just continue making sure that we serve Nevada proudly.
All right, let's take a break. More with Amy Tarkanian when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
I talk to folks on rope lines and in coffee shops. People who've been out of work, you can tell it wears on them.
He's fought to pull us out of the economic crisis for 3 years, and he still is. President Obama's plan keeps taxes down for the middle class, invests in education, and asks the wealthy to pay their fair share. Mitt Romney and his billionaire allies can spend millions to distort the president's words, but they're not interested in rebuilding the middle class. He is.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian. She is a political advisor and wife to Danny Tarkanian, who is running in CD4 against Stephen Horsford. You know, one of the things that they're going to try to paint Danny as is a Tea Party extremist. How do you guys plan to respond to that?
A Tea Party extremist. I don't even know what the definition of that would be. I can just tell you that Danny is going to listen, and he's going to take the questions and the concerns that the constituents have, and he'll take them back to D.C. and try to make things work for CD4. And I don't know about being an extremist, but I know that he will follow the Constitution and basically just do a great job.
Okay, but I mean, would you call him a Ron Paul acolyte in any way?
No, Ron Paul is Ron Paul, and you know, we do agree with a number of things that Dr. Paul says. However, Mitt Romney is going to be our nominee. We'll support whoever the nominee is, and we do have Tea Party support. I wouldn't call us extremists, but we definitely know all support that we can get, so we're very happy to have the support of the Tea Party.
You know, Amy, people have asked me, why did Danny Tarkanian do so well in rural Nevada during this congressional primary, and I point to, well, number one, he's got name recognition because there are a lot of UNLV fans in rural Nevada. Number two, he's had two statewide races. He's run for the U.S. Mm-hmm. Senate and for the Secretary of State. And so he's been to rural Nevada many times. He's gone to many Lincoln dinners. Is that the reason why he has done so well in rural Nevada?
Well, absolutely. You know, the name recognition helps. However, we have worked extremely hard. And even on the off years, whenever he wasn't running, we would take our kids, go up to all of the events that are going up there. You know, when you leave Las Vegas, not to say that Las Vegas isn't family friendly, because it is, but when you leave Las Vegas, the rural areas are it's a whole nother world out there. And I always say, if you've only been to Vegas, you've never been to Nevada, because it's completely different once you leave Clark County. And they're very family friendly, very family oriented, have many, many events to involve the children. And so we've made sure to go on a regular basis. And quite honestly, we don't just have a contact list because of what we've done over the years. We actually have friendships. I can tell you where all of our babysitters are located.
throughout the state, and I probably have slept on, I don't know, a dozen couches throughout the state. We have lots of friends, and we've worked really hard, and like I said earlier, Danny's a good listener, and I think the rules really appreciate that. We don't ignore the rules.
Well, Amy, one of the biggest, I guess, small towns in District 4 is Yerington, and of course, Yerington now is the center of a bill that is going through Congress about Yerington Bureau of Land Management land transfer that would really boost the mining industry in Lyon County, which is the most depressed county in Nevada, 15% unemployment. Where does Danny Tarkanian stand on the Yerington BLM land transfer?
You know, I'm not exactly sure on that, so I don't want to put the incorrect words in his mouth. I know we were just in Yerington a couple days ago, and is this with the Comstock mining you're talking about?
It's the copper mine.
It's Nevada copper mine.
Okay. Yeah, I had a friend who is running for county commissioner up there. His name is Bob Hastings, and he was briefly telling me just a little bit about it, but he had sent a bunch of information to my husband, so I know my husband's looking into it.
As the former head of the state party, how do you feel about Team Romney pretty much taking over running the Republican side of things in Nevada?
Sure. Team Romney's not taking over. You know, the president obviously is the number one priority, and victory is usually what the RNC is called when they come in during a presidential year. However, they just renamed it, called it Team Nevada instead of Victory, and that's pretty much what it is. And, of course, our main focus needs to be taking the presidency, and then you focus on the down ticket from there.
Amy, of course, you were the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, and I have to say you did a good job. You kind of tapped down a lot of the shenanigans that go on at the state level. What do you think of the role of Michael McDonald as the chair, and what kind of job is he doing now? It seems like the shenanigans are kind of popping up again under him.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, and I know that his father has been extremely ill, so he's been having to pay attention to his father. However, I know that once I stepped down from being chair, there were a number of donors who actually pulled out as well and said, well, if they're going to treat Amy Tarkanian in that manner and push her out, then we're gone too. So he has an uphill battle. And like I said, he's focused on his dad, so I haven't really sat down with him recently just to see, you know, how everything's going.
All right, well, we're running out of time here, Amy, but I did want to make the invitation that we would like to host a debate on Nevada Newsmakers, and we'll come down to Las Vegas to do it, between Danny and Stephen Horsfoot. Are you guys in?
Oh, of course. Danny never backs down from a good debate. And good luck on getting Stephen Horsford, because from what I've been told, he won't even go on face-to-face. So hopefully it works out for you.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Hiring the right attorney will protect you and give you peace of mind. Don't take a chance that the insurance company will treat you fair. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Call 855-603-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month, and get four DVRs for $19.99. With up to 780 hours, you can record and watch your favorite shows in every room of your house. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's five times faster than AT&T UVerse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter Phone with unlimited long-distance calling, with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-603-PLAY now.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNB News 4.
Next, Dr. Phil. They say their father is a deadbeat dad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Amber Joyner is here. She is Director of Government Relations for the Nevada State Medical Association. Chip Evans, former chair of the Washoe Dems, and her first appearance as a pundit. Stacey Woodbury, president of Appearances LLC. Well, Chip, I want to start with you because the big news that came out yesterday was that Apple, over a 10-year period, is going to make a billion-dollar investment in northern Nevada, both for cloud computing and also offices and things in Reno. And part of it was that we're only 4 hours away from northern California, where they're headquartered. What did you think about this and how this goes along with the governor's economic development plans? It's a pretty big coup, don't you think?
I think it's a terrific set of news. This data center plan has been underway for quite a while. The Tessera project in downtown has been underway for quite a while, and this really cements all of that into a really high-tech presence here in Reno. I think the need for diversification in Nevada is so strong, and this has got to be a key element for that. So it's all good news.
Stacey, one of the things that comes along with these kind of investments is that if you have Apple here, now all of a sudden you're going to have other companies that are suppliers to Apple who want to relocate here as well. Do you see that happening?
Absolutely. I think that the governor's made his plan very clear to develop 10,000, was it?
No, 50,000.
50,000. Oh, wow, that's a lot of jobs. But this certainly will go a long way. I think that seeing a company like Apple make an investment in Nevada, and particularly in northern Nevada, is going to be huge for our area.
You know, I just see that this is, the governor said when he was elected that economic development was going to be his number one priority, even put it over education, and I think this is another step in that direction, although some people are concerned about tax breaks that Apple will receive in this. I think that'll be the debate going forward.
Well, and that was interesting because, you know, in looking at that, you know, a lot of people have had problems with the Star Bonds issue, and there were a lot of major properties developed in northern Nevada because of Star Bonds. How does this really differ from Star Bonds when you're giving out these incentives?
That was my first reaction was, oh, no, not more tax abatements for projects, because we have had really mixed results with that. I think this is incredibly different in that it's not a retail location. We're not depending on the local revenue or people being able to spend money locally. This is for Mac Mania. I mean, the whole world needs Mac to have more data. And so the fact that this is going to be a facility that houses the iCloud, I think, is it makes it much more of a good bet than any of the retail locations.
And also a base for iTunes, which is huge.
Right.
Which is huge. You know, to the point of the subsidies and that sort of thing, this project is actually not... It's fairly mild that way. I mean, there certainly are giveaways, but it's not a complete giveaway. It's not, you know, they could have had a better deal up in Oregon, I think. This is really an endorsement of Northern Nevada. I think it's an endorsement of the state, and it's an endorsement of our link with Silicon Valley, which with the Apple presence and what's going to come after it, it's a great place for us to start.
Well, and one of the things is the diversification, because Apple isn't just going to be here. They're putting a new place into Oregon. It seems like these tech companies are spreading the bets, as it were, just like the military does, where you have military installations in every state.
Well, and I think, though, this is absolutely married to education. This is exactly what we want in economic diversification. If we're looking at new programs in science and technology and engineering and math, this is the kind of investment we want in Nevada, and this is where we want our education reform efforts to go, so that we can drive the kind of future employees into those industries and say, we've got your workforce here, bring your jobs here.
I have a question. Is Apple going to warehouse product here in Reno?
No. This is a large data farm, and to your point about the, you know, having places in lots of different places, this is a huge power consumption opportunity, and there are a lot of issues that come with preparing a site for that to make sure that it's got backup power. That one of the unique things that we have going for us, and one of the things that sold this project, is the site that they've chosen is not subject to earthquakes and tornadoes and a lot of these natural hazards. So for security, which is really essential for a data farm, it was a perfect location. It's a good pitch.
I would pick up on the earthquake thing, because last weekend there was a bump in my house, and I believe that was a 4.2 earthquake.
Right.
Amber?
Well, I was also really excited to see that, I believe I saw they're going to have the largest private solar panel, a solar array in the country when this is all said and done. They're putting up a huge amount of their own energy for this project, which is also exciting to see.
Well, the governor will be here on our broadcast, on our next broadcast, so we look forward to asking him all about this. Amber, the obvious question to you, and I'm asking you, putting you in a tough spot, because this show is going to air before and after the announcement from the Supreme Court on Obamacare. What do you think is going to be the hit, especially to the insurance industry that spends so much time and money on this issue, if Obamacare goes away?
Well, it absolutely depends on how much of it goes away. I mean, I think the Supreme Court decision tomorrow is just the beginning. There was a lot of hype about it, but really we knew all along this would be a work in progress. And tomorrow we'll just learn what the parameters are for the next set of legislation. So I think it depends on whether the whole thing is struck down, whether none of it is. Obviously, your assumption is that some of it will be. There are pieces of it that they may sever. So if they take away the individual mandate but still require there to be no caps on lifetime limits and cover kids until they're 26 and no such thing as pre-existing conditions, that will be a hit on not the insurance industry necessarily, but it'll be an increase in premiums for everybody. So I think that it's just the beginning of all the reforms that we knew were going to come anyway.
Well, the individual, individual mandate was going to lower the cost of the entire program, and without that, I don't see how it goes forward.
You guys each get about 10 seconds.
Yeah, you know, the liberal cause at the moment says, I hope they knock down the mandate, because it'll open the path to single payer.
Stacey, you get the last word.
I think it's dangerous to not to sever part of it, and I think they ought to reconsider that. Can't take part of it away.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. Spirited panel. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you're ready to get more from your TV service, now's a great time to get AT&T U-verse TV. Make the switch.
Call now to get AT&T U-verse TV for only $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included. Plus, add HBO and Cinemax and get the first 3 months free.
With U-verse TV, you can record 4 shows at once with a total home DVR that lets you play back, pause, or rewind your shows from any room. Get over 170 HD channels. That's more than cable.
Call now to get AT&T U-verse TV for only $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included. Plus, add HBO and Cinemax and get the first 3 months free.
And now, exclusively from AT&T, our wireless receiver lets you move your TV where you want around the house, even outside, so you're no longer tied to the TV outlet.
AT&T U-verse, TV like you've never seen before.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
For the ultimate in upholstered furniture cleaning, call the Carpet Tender. They'll pick up your furniture and clean it in their shop under controlled conditions. Even the most heavily soiled or smoke-damaged furniture can be renewed. With proper pre-treatment and attention to detail, great results are ensured. Just look at the difference. The Carpet Tender also offers the finest in-home cleaning. Call the Carpet Tender for a free estimate.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, the guest is Governor Brian Sandoval.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.